This is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's Learning and Technology e-magazine. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare moment here at EdCamp Toronto at Seneca College with Mario Odessa from the Toronto Catholic District School Board, Rasal from Seneca College, a faculty member, and Dina from Sheridan College. What an awesome collaboration. We've got K-12 and post-secondary represented here, and these are the collaborators on hosting the event. What inspired it?
One of the things that we found was really interesting, it was that the whole EdCamp is such an incredible way of teachers getting together and truly having self-directed PD. And so we wanted to make sure that that continued and happened here in Toronto. So that's, I think, one of the catalysts for this day.
Fantastic. And just to add, I'm a proud graduate of Toronto Catholic School Board, Darcy McGee. And from the Seneca perspective, you're the host location. Fantastic. What a wonderful campus. I was here for one day in Police Foundations and discovered that wasn't for me. But I thought I'd just add that as an aside. It's really changed tremendously. Lots of development, lots of innovation.
Innovation is definitely something important to Seneca College, and innovation, collaboration, and being connected. What inspired us is basically being connected educators. We actually all met on Twitter, and that's the beauty
Fantastic.
Of it, collaboration.
Yeah, Twitter is a wonderful thing.
I can just add to that. It was really the community building. We wanted to create a community, an event where it's all about hearing voices, voices of the parents, the students, the educators, K-12, or like you say yourself, K-20. So it's
right.
not the separation between higher ed and K-12. So that's what we're all about, like a learner-centered environment and a community initiative.
And it's interesting, as I was making my way up here, you know, and seeing some of the Twitter chatter before I got in the car, not while I was in the car, of course, it struck me that it's not about technology, it's about pedagogy-infused innovation, really.
I have to agree with that. I think that we put a lot of emphasis on technology, but we also have to think about the more important piece, which is the pedagogy. And I think an event like this really allows educators to discuss the pedagogy and make the connections, and just to see how people are managing, because not everyone has the technology, and they're picking up skills and networking. And really, the focus today is on the pedagogy.
Perhaps you can tell me a little bit about the types of educators that are here. I'm so impressed by the fact that you've got some 100-plus folks here taking time out of the weekend, and that's passion, and that's commitment.
It's definitely commitment. We actually opened up EdCamp to parents, students, and educators. So we have 10, 20 students here from Seneca College in Sheridan joining us today. And we have educators who are devoting their time, taking Saturday off to learn and basically do professional development. And that's what it's all about, is that we're constantly learning and trying to be better teachers in our classrooms.
That's fantastic. I like the parental engagement and student engagement, because that's what it's really about, isn't it? If they're not part of the ecosystem, and parents who are more engaged with their kids, whether it's K-12 or post-secondary, tend to do better in school. Now, from a Sheridan perspective, what's happening at Sheridan from an innovation standpoint in your teaching practices? I interviewed the Minister of Education in my last issue. We talk extensively about blended learning. It's no longer just face-to-face. How is your teaching practice evolving in that regard?
So creativity and innovation are two big words at Sheridan, and we have so many strategies in order to implement that, so be it introducing hybrid learning, but different formats. So it's not just 2 hours in class and 1 hour online. We're introducing game-based learning, which is a big one, so gamifying the classroom, collaboration between different faculties, building to the community again. So we're doing a lot of community builders initiatives, and we're incorporating student voice. So we're connecting the students. What are you looking for? And creating more learning spaces. So that's the big one for us. Learning spaces, be it online, face-to-face, or even outside, connecting to the community.
Fantastic. It's really about empowering the student. I think that's going to be the theme of our 7th annual video challenge this coming year. It's that student voice. And how is that portrayed? How is that modeled and encouraged in education today? I was just going to ask, because everyone kind of fills up their sticky note and then puts it up about topics. Any interesting topics that you want to share?
Well, there's a topic that came up, which I think was really actually two really interesting topics. And one was parent engagement, which I thought was amazing because the bulk of the people that are here are teachers. And there is there are parents that represent this. And just to touch upon student voice, we often talk about student voice, but we also often don't think about teacher voice. And I think a lot of times when workshops are provided for teachers, it's always top down. We never get the teacher's voice. And so the focus on, I think, parent engagement is actually a good example of what teachers are thinking about. So teachers do want to connect with parents. The other one, which I thought was also very interesting, was special education, because a lot of times that gets overlooked.
Absolutely.
But the fact that teachers right now, it's a topic that they're very interested in, shows that there's that passion for learning.
Awesome. Well said. Final thoughts?
This has been such a great experience, working with all types of educators and people. It's just been awesome, and we're learning so much. So thank you for taking time to be here today with us.
Awesome.
My final thoughts are the best kind of projects are the ones that are grassroots, driven by passion, by a common interest, and by a drive for improvement and change. So we are here today, just like Crystal said, it's been an honor to connect with great collaborators, great community builders and educators. I just want to mention that Stephen is also another co-organizer.
Stephen Hurley.
Yes, and he's not here with us today, but he did an amazing job, and he was a great part of the team.
Awesome. I see your Twitter going off. The Twitter hashtag, if people are missing it.
It's EdCampToronto, hashtag EdCampToronto.
Awesome. Thank you, Mario, Rasal, and Dina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that wraps up our Mindshare moment. This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.